from the ship's rail, Grey Patch and Dead Glim could see the tide line teeming with trident-waving natterjacks. Dead Glim shuddered.
Captain, if anybody tells you a toad is slow, don't believe it. We barely made it to the longboat ahead of those slimy devils. There must be thousands of the quokin' scum.
Grey Patch turned from the rail.
Set another course, nor' and east, Fishgill. We'll try our luck farther up the coast. Jump to it now, you swab. I don't want Gabool hoving over the brine here. I'll wake.
Gabool the Wild could not sleep. He paced around and around the bell, chopping at mid-air with his sword, relating his thoughts to the brazen prize.
Grey Patch'll curse the day he was spawned when I catch up with him. I'll boil his skull and bring it here for you to see, my beauty. See if I don't. Ha! First Bloodrig, and then his miserable brother Saltar. Corsair, ha! He's nothing but fish bait now. Like the other two, the scratchy little mouse maid and her dear daddy Joseph, ha ha! He's the one that made you, isn't he? Gone to fish bait for his foolishness.
Boom! Gabool jumped back with a yell. Then he ran around the bell in a wide circle, searching and seeking, but there was no beast in the room, save for himself. Gradually, he became calm.
Ah, it was only the wind playing tricks.
Striding back to the bell, he stroked it fondly.
Belay. So, what if you do talk? You can tell old Gabool all your secrets.
The bell remained silent. The King of Sea Rats gazed up with narrowed eyes at the figures embossed around the top of the bell skirt.
Hell's teeth, what do it all mean? Tell me, what's all those pretty little pictures? Mice, badgers, rats, ships and all manner of things. You tell me. I'm your master now. Speak! Do you hear me? Speak!
But the bell remained still and voiceless, an inanimate metal object. Gabool's wild temper rose. He spat upon the bell and kicked it. Still no sound came forth. In high bad mood, he strolled from the room, turning in the doorway and brandishing his sword at the great bell.
Helen Galbait, you'll talk to me afore I'm done with you.
He slammed the door furiously and strode off to his bedchamber. Behind him in the empty room, the bell tolled one booming knell. Gabool's nerve deserted him. He cut and ran. Leaping into bed, he threw the covers over his head and lay there shivering. Sleep was a long time coming to Gabool the Wild, but when it did, he wished that he had stayed awake. Badgers, mice, sea rats and spectral ships sailing upon phantom waves pursued him down the corridors of his restless imagination. The figures around the bell had come to life to torment him throughout the long dark night. Lord Rawnblade too was sleeping. His vast form lay sprawled upon the bed near his armourer's forge in Salamandastron Mountain. The sword Verminfate lay upon the bed, close to paw, as it always was. In his dream, the Badger Lord found he was looking at the bell that he had commissioned Joseph the Bellmaker to cast for him. It was beautiful, just as he imagined it would be, shining with a dull sheen, graven round top and bottom with the poem and the mysterious pictures which only Badger Lords could interpret. Now a shape was materialising through the burnished curve of the bell metal. His arch-enemy, Gabool the Wild. Curving sword in claw, the Sea Rat King advanced, ornaments jangling, golden emerald-studded teeth glinting in a fiendish smile. Rawnblade's reaction, even in sleep, was instantaneous. He seized his broadsword and leaped from the bed, striking out with savage force.
I say, my lord, old chap, are you all right?
Colonel Clary was at his side. Rawnblade came fully awake, rubbing his eyes with one paw. He gazed down at the sword in the other.
What? Oh, yes. Thank you, Clary. It was merely a dream.
My aunt's kittens, they must have been rather a jolly dream, my lord. Look what you did to that shield.
Rhornblade stared at the shield which had been in the way of his sword swing. The thick metal plate had been sheared in half. It lay on the floor, completely severed. Absent-mindedly, the Badger Lord tested the unmarked blade of Verminface.
No alarm, old friend. Go back to your rest. It was only a dream.
A dream, eh? Something out of the past, perhaps.
Rhornblade lay back on the bed and held the formidable blade tightly.
No, this was something from the future. I know it.